So Lance Armstrong sits down with Oprah Winfrey this afternoon at a hotel in downtown Austin, Texas. He's expected to make a limited confession to Winfrey about his role as the head of a long-running scheme to dominate the Tour de France with the help of performance-enhancing drugs.
That interview will be broadcast Thursday. Earlier, Armstrong made a tearful apology to the staff of his charity, the Livestrong Cancer Foundation. Let's go now to Christine Brennan, USA Today columnist, ABC News consultant. Christine, good to have you back.
Well, Sean, Hillary, great to be with you again. Thanks.
So here we are. Lance Armstrong, what we're told, will make a limited confession. Certainly a great turn of events, considering where we were just a few months ago. What do you make of the events today?
Certainly a little bit late. This is probably the man, Sean, who is, in fact, forget probably, he is and has been the most belligerent, nasty, combative cheater in the history of sports. I know that's saying a lot, but there's no doubt about it. More than a decade of lying and cheating. And to think at just, 3 months after he disappeared, less than 3 months after the October final time when he was, you know, he's basically kicked out of the sport, he's already coming back. It makes you wonder. I don't know that he's so sorry that he actually used drugs. I think he's very sorry he got caught. And it's a window into the world of his desperation that he's already doing this and how whether the American public will buy it or
well,
not.
Well, maybe that's your answer. I was going to ask about motivation. Maybe it is desperation, unless you feel he was compelled to do it by someone else.
I think this is all he's doing. We've been reporting a lot of this in USA Today Sports, and folks can find everything there online and breaking the news, my colleagues and I. And one of the things we're hearing is there's disarray among his lawyers because, of course, this opens up, Hillary, this legal minefield. The minute he apologizes, again, if it's a limited apology, it really means nothing in terms of what the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is looking for from him. They want the goods on all kinds of other people. He's already banned for life. Maybe he can get that lowered to 8 years, maybe, but that would be giving up all this information. But the reality is, so what is he going to say or do? And if he says a lot, then the legal action can, there's already three lawsuits out there that could get worse for him. So it's really a lose-lose for Lance Armstrong. Although I guess this is what people do in his situation, but it's happening much quicker than we thought.
The more I think about this, the more I think Lance Armstrong compares to Pete Rose. And do you think that maybe Lance Armstrong doesn't want to become irrelevant in the sporting world as Pete Rose became after all of his problems with gambling?
You know, that's an interesting point. I think he is irrelevant in the sporting world, and unfortunately for him, he's going to remain irrelevant because he should have, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency said in June, come clean, and we'll give you less than a lifetime ban, and he refused. Now, of course, he got caught, so I think we're seeing exactly the motivation. But it could well be that he'd like to get back into the cancer community, which is not a bad thing. He's a bad man, but it's not a bad thing if he tries to come back that way. I guess that would be admirable. But again, I'm shocked if anyone buys it because I think the lies have just been so incredible for so long.
You know, it's interesting because as humans, we can forgive someone's transgressions, but it's a lot tougher to do that if they've been imposing their will unfairly on other people like Lance Armstrong did.
That's right, Hillary. And he has ruined careers. I know I sound very harsh, and I know folks are probably saying, whoa. This man has ruined lives, ruined careers, ruined reputations, businesses. He has strafed the landscape with his enemies for the last 10, 12, 15 years. That's why it's just almost impossible. It's like, would be like Bernie Madoff saying, okay, you know, I'm back, sorry, or Richard Nixon. I mean, he's in that league of liars and cheaters and people who have, he's deceived so many people. So we'll see what happens.